Continue with our speakers, and it's with very great pleasure I welcome a man who, since he left my office, has, I think, established a firm reputation as the environmental conscience of the Labour Party, Mr. Michael Meacher.
Fantastic to see all of you here. I don't know if you can turn around and you will see that there are still hundreds of people coming in on the other side of the square, and there are going to be thousands here today.
Straight into the mic. Well, I thought it was loud enough already.
Anyway, everyone highlighting, as Phil has said, the greatest threat facing our planet, that climate change is speeding up and is rapidly reaching the point where many scientists think that it will be irreversible. The Siberian permafrost are beginning to melt, the Antarctic ice sheet is beginning to break up, the Amazon rainforest is beginning to show early signs of dieback, and I have to say that to President Bush, if he thinks Katrina was bad, I can tell him that there are a lot worse hurricanes on the way if he doesn't change his policy.
Yeah.
And the Gulf Stream. And that's why we're all here today, to demand on International Climate Day much tougher action, both at home from the United Kingdom, but also internationally. Demand number one to our negotiators in Montreal next week, that any successor agreement to Kyoto Stage 1 after 2010 has got to include clear targets. It's got to have mechanisms, it's got to have timescales, it's got to be very precise. In the agreement we got that is still worth the paper it's written on. Now, I'm well aware that there are some people, and I'm not just thinking of President Bush, who say all we have to do to defeat climate change is business as usual, plus better technology and a bit more R&D. Well, let me say to them, that is utterly, utterly wrong. And that's why we should stop kowtowing to the Americans. We make to the Bush administration to get them on side, we will never get anything in return, just as we never got anything in return for all of our support over Iraq. The Bush administration has no intention of signing up to any meaningful agreement, and we should stop pandering to the Americans. That's demand number one. Demand number two. Kyoto was a good start, 5% cut in CO2. By 2010. But what the scientists tell us is necessary is a 60% cut by 2050 if we're going to stop global warming. So I say to our negotiators that you've got to aim for a reduction in climate change emissions of 25% by 2025. That is the minimum to be on our way towards what the scientists say is necessary.
Not enough!
Now I know that's going to be very difficult, but let's face it, climate change doesn't hang about waiting for the politicians to come to an agreement. Governments aren't in the driving seat, climate change is. And we should aim not for what happens to be convenient to governments, but what avoidance of climate change disaster makes absolutely necessary. 25% cut, that's the target. Demand number three. Bring air travel back into the Kyoto, I would say back into, because it's never been in it, into the Kyoto Protocol. It was the Americans who said that air travel should be put on the side. I'll tell you this, air travel is the single fastest rising cause of greenhouse gas emissions. And governments cannot say, as some are, that we're going to make a priority of dealing with climate change, but at the same time we're going to sanction a fivefold increase in air travel over the next 30 years. It just doesn't add up. What we've got to do is bring in a cap and trade system and force the airline companies to cut their emissions year on year, exactly like all other industries. Demand number four. It's the only way to stop climate change is by stopping burning fossil fuels, and it is. Then we ought to be doing far, far, far more to develop renewable sources of energy. That is the right answer, and not turning down the nuclear route. Nuclear is more expensive, Nuclear has generated 10,000 tons of undisposed of highly toxic nuclear waste. Nuclear creates an obvious major terrorism risk. Nuclear always had cancer and leukemia clusters around every nuclear power station. And I say this, the risk of catastrophic accident, however small it may be, can never entirely be ruled out. We need nuclear like a hole in the head. These islands of ours on our offshore off the continent and the whole of the rest of Europe put together, and it's about time we use those resources to the full. Renewables are the answer. And demand number five, this is my last one. Using, and I say this deliberately in front of the US Embassy, using military force to corner the world's remaining sources of oil. In the Middle East, the Caspian and elsewhere, is just about the worst possible policy on every single count. It has created a horrendous humanitarian disaster in Iraq. It will lead to more wars, and what the world wants is more peace. And it will create a global warming turbo. The world knows, we all know, they're still streaming in. Tens of thousands, millions, as Phil said, of people in this country know that there is a better way. And that's what we have come here today to demand. Thank you.